you could see when the Mitchell left at the Pirates, and the players are still confused and they didn't know what is going on, you know, and the Pirates have to find a new coach who can take the team forward. And
we really need this cup. We are desperate. You have to take everything, so we want our dignity back.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. It was an entertaining weekend in the PSL. Pirates ended their dry spell with a 2-1 victory over Chippa United. Cape Town City and Supersport United clashed in an entertaining 3-all draw, but the upset of the fifth round was Polokwane City handing Log Leaders Chiefs their first defeat of the season, beating them 1-0. One of our top fans in the comments, Risia Ramatema, said, "I'm a proud Chiefs supporter. It was not our day today, but congratulations to Polokwane City. Their goalkeeper is very good." He's referring there to Cyril Chibwe, and he continues, "Let's hope after beating Chiefs they will maintain their form." Pirates fans had strong opinions after their second victory of the season. Lutando Zocha commented, "I've been reiterating that Sandilands is not Pirates material and Dele should be given a run. Thank God my prayers were answered. He is very promising." Well done to Mabasa, very clinical, and special mentions to Makarenga, Mulenga, Loach, and Monyane. He thinks that they should try him in another position as he's not a defender. He continues, "Job well done. Now we wait on Mutuari and Pule. More chest pains to come." Lungelo threw in a cheeky comment saying, "I'm selling humble pie at FNB Stadium. 10 Rand, who wants to come and buy?" This is the Fan Reaction Show on Sokala Duma Radio. First up, though, a chat to Dejan from the Supporters Club about Orlando Pirates' success.
It's a nice tuck back from him as well. Look at the skill from Fortune Makarige, and Pirates double their advantage. In fact, it's Mabasa. Do beg your pardon.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey Dejan, Pirates secured their first victory since the opening match of the season with a confident and impressive 2-1 win over Chippa United. Mabaso impressed in attack, scoring twice in the space of 5 minutes on a near-perfect day. If they continue to play like that in the matches to come, do you think that Coach Rulane can turn the season around after that rough start?
Look, we have to see what is going to happen exactly. You know, for the moment now, they come all right after how many games from the time the Mitchell left, they couldn't manage to win nothing when they went out of the Champions League and they lose another games, the Cup, the MTN8, you know. So it's not that easy, you know. But let's have a see. We can't say exactly, you know, but with such a kind of the team and such a kind of the players, what the Pirates have at in their day on disposal, it's very, very strange and different that they losing the games that way so easy, you know. But let's wait and see what is going to happen and how is going to implement it, all the process together, because it's just the first win now, and then you have to see the further what is going to happen and how they're going to go as a team and that, because you could see when the Mitchell left at the Pirates and he goes, the players, they were still confused and they didn't know what is going on, you know, and it was maybe that kind of the division in the camp from the players who they like the beach or they didn't like the Rulane and vice versa, the ones which they liked the Rulane and they didn't like the beach, you know. So it's a lot of combinations there, but so far so good. You know, one game, they managed now to beat Chippa United, and you could see that already the Larsen will be fired from the Chippa. You know, he lost his job just because he lost from the Pirates, you know. Mm. So let's wait and see how it's going to be further and how they're going to combine and what they're going to be able to do as a team.
Yes, and you see, Coach Rulane is also still considered, they still call him the caretaker coach. But do you think that Pirates should sign him permanently or look for somebody else?
Look, for my opinion, it's from my side, you know, what I'm thinking myself. And I don't have nothing personal against the Rulane and whatever, you know. But I think the Pirates have to find a new coach who can take the team forward. And when you look at it, as I said to you again, the players, and this, the Pirates is supposed to not lose the game. It's supposed to just winning and the drawing the games, not to lose the game, because the players they got, this is something of the out of this world, you know. They ready, it's unbelievable, you know, how the Mitchell transformed that team and it's like, but I think the Rulani still needed time to get used to it and on everything altogether and that environment and whatever. But for the moment, if I'm in the charge myself, I will just put him as an assistant still so that he can still learn, you know, and because the Pirates is a big team and Pirates needs the big coach, you know.
Yeah. Dejan, from our fan club supporters, thank you very much for joining me on the line.
Thank you very much. No problem, my brother. You all the best. Thanks a lot.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Hey Sokoladuma listeners, the Sokoladuma social media app has finally launched. Head to Google Play or Apple App Store, search Sokoladuma and download it now. You can earn airtime, data, and a whole lot more for simply taking selfies and sharing them.
Bulawayo City looking for the lead and get it through the thinking run. That led to Maluleka's pattern of strike.
Radio.
I'm joined on the line by Mama Fefe from the Supporters Club. It was a tough fixture for Kaizer Chiefs, a very tight match. Polokwane City still maintain the best defense in the league. They've only conceded once in 5 league matches, but they also haven't had the best attack. In fact, nobody in the top 10 has scored less goals than Polokwane. They've only managed 3 goals despite being tied on points now with Chiefs. Plus their goal against Chiefs was a penalty. Do you think that they were lucky to escape with all 3 points?
Yes, they were very lucky to get to those 3 points, because if you watch the game clearly, Kaizer Chiefs was playing very good game. They were attacking, they were trying, and you can tell that the coach wanted to win the game, because he even changed the defender and put the attacking players. He was trying all his best to score, but unfortunately, the mistake that happened, that they must get that soft penalty. Mm. I don't know what's wrong with the defenders, because the goalkeeper was trying to help if you were checking, because the defenders were not around. So they were so lucky.
With Kune out, Chiefs have conceded 5 goals in 5 games, and that might look like it's Daniel Akpei's fault. Do you think that having Kune back soon will help the defense stabilize a bit, or do you think that it's the defenders and not the goalkeeper to blame?
Akpei, he tried his best. Depending on one goalkeeper, that I don't think it's a good idea. Because what if he got injured again, and then what? I think the coach can give both of them the chance to play, Kune and Akpei, because if you remember the game that we were playing before this one, where we got a penalty, and then he saved that penalty.
Mm.
So I think he needs to get more chance as well. So I don't have a problem if Kune is not playing all the time.
I see. So with 5 matches played, the table is still very tight, but Chiefs are on top still for the time being. Wits and Sundowns both have a match in hand now. They'll only be able to play on the weekend. Do you think that Amakhosi still look like a championship-winning team to you?
Hey, we're still there, man. We will push it. We won't go anywhere. We really need this cup. We are desperate. You know, Kaizer Chiefs used to take everything, so we want our dignity back. There's no way that we're going to miss this chance. This is our last chance. We need this league.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. Mama Fefe, for the Fan Supporters Club, thank you very much for joining me on the line.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Some fans still saw positive signs despite the loss, thinking that the tactics were still on point and that Chiefs were just unlucky not to score. Take a listen to one of our dedicated listeners, Danny, as he shares his thoughts.
Hello, everybody there. First loss of Kaizer Chiefs, a game between Chiefs and Polokwane. Oh, what a game indeed. Chiefs enjoy position and territory, but they lack that final touch. you know, to finish Polokwane. They play nice football, attracting football, marvelous to watch. You know that Puka's just number six. Oh, what a player in the Chiefs. They play all out, you know, with their hearts. No, only thing that Chiefs can do now is to go out and do those crosses. Because what I see from a distance, everyone City were struggling to keep the ball from the danger area, especially the high balls. You know, Chiefs were dominating that area a lot. So for me, Merandop to use the wings, Maran coming behind a striker, you know, definitely we'll be talking a different thing today. But congrats to Polokwane, you know, they study Chiefs very well. They do their homework, penalty, score it. It was the shop. Denis Morin, Solisport, Morule, Shop Shop.
That's all for the Fan Reaction Show. The two Soweto Giants experiencing very different weekends. For the Buccaneers, it's success at last. But for the Amakhosi, it's the old familiar taste of defeat, but still a lot of promising signs in that match. Thank you to the Supporters Club and to our listeners for sending in your voice notes. If you haven't already, check out our interview with Bafana coach Molefi Ntseki. He shared a strong message to PSL players last week. We'll have more shows in a couple days' time. Until then, from me, your host Slu Paho, and my editor Simon Strella, have a great week.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.